Hey guys, it's Ahaj.
And it's Emily.
So for our project, we decided to research the jobs of a veterinarian and an oncologist. Today, we will be talking about the job of a veterinarian.
Well, first of all, what is a veterinarian? Well, veterinarians are doctors that are qualified to treat diseased or injured animals. They vaccinate, attend births, administer medicine, perform surgeries on animals, and they help prevent the spread of diseases to humans.
There are six different types of vets in the veterinarian field. The most common of the six veterinarians are the small animal practitioners. They are the vets that treat any domestic animal, such as a cat or dog, whereas exotic veterinarians are the ones that treat any domestic pet that isn't a cat or dog. Large animal veterinarians treat livestock, such as cows, goats, sheep, chickens, and pigs. An avian vet treats only birds, while an equine vet treats horses and donkeys. Lastly are the wildlife veterinarians. They treat animals such as tigers, monkeys, and etc. These veterinarians can work at sanctuaries, wildlife rehabilitation centers, and zoological centers.
To become a veterinarian, you need to have a DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, or a VMD, Veterinary Medical Doctor. In high school and college, you should study these subjects if you want to become a veterinarian: biology, chemistry, physics, algebra, geometry, calculus, and, if possible, biotechnology.
Veterinarians fall under the category of veterinary medicine and biology. They contribute to society by saving many animals and controlling the spread of disease to humans. For example, if a dog has a skin infection, you would need to know the endocrine system in order to find out where the infection is and how to treat it.
Veterinarians treat many different medical conditions, but the most common of them all is heart disease, which is most commonly found in dogs. Degenerative valvular disease is the most common type of heart disease and is mostly found in small breed dogs. It is most often seen in middle-aged and senior dogs. In order to treat this, a veterinarian must know the cardiovascular system. Just like how we learned when building the Frankenstein model, a veterinarian should know the structures and functions of the heart.
Like any other job, there are pros and cons of being a veterinarian. First, we will start with the pros. As a veterinarian, job occupations are easily available. The job also pays well. With an average salary about $59,000 to $88,000 annually, veterinarians can live a very comfortable life. Also, if you are a veterinarian, you are less likely to be sued if something goes wrong compared to other doctors.
With pros of a job also come cons. To be a veterinarian, you have to attend many years of school, at least 8 years after high school. You will have to work with agitated animals that act just like stubborn toddlers when they have to go to the doctor, and that's not always fun. Also, you might need to work on Saturdays and be on call.
Overall, to become a veterinarian requires a lot of education, but in the end, it's all worth it. If you would like to become a veterinarian, you also need patience, great communication skills, and of course, a love for animals. Tune in next time to listen to us talk about oncologists.
Thanks for listening.